This is Lloyd Herman interviewing Alice Rooney for the Archives of American Art in her home in Seattle on August 5th, 2011. And Alice, I think since we're going to kind of go from the very beginning, if you would give your full name and when and where you were born. And would you tell a little bit about your parents? Because I think that's an interesting story, too.
My parents came from Norway. My father was the third of six brothers on a farm in northern Norway. And they have actually the largest farm in northern Norway, and I discovered recently it's been in our family since 1854, which is quite a long time. My father decided to come to this country because he, even though primogeniture is not the law, it's certainly the tradition, so he knew he wasn't going to get the farm. And he also didn't want to go in the Norwegian Army, so he came to this country. And he worked on a ranch in Santa Barbara, and he worked in the woods in Oregon. He went to Bering Sea as a fisherman. And then he came back to Seattle. And in the meanwhile, my mother, whom he had known in Norway, and actually he asked her to wait for him when he left for America, and she said nothing doing. She wasn't going to sit out the best years of her life waiting for somebody who might not come back. But she did come back, and she happened to have a cousin on Bainbridge Island, and they got together, and they got married in 1925, and they moved to a house on a block away from Ballard High School, and that's where they lived when I was born. And so my father started out as a laborer in the building industry, and then became a carpenter, and then a skilled carpenter, and then a contractor. And he decided to leave the contracting business. He was building a house for William J. Bain, of the famed Nirmore Bain Brady and Johansson architectural firm. And a woman literally changed the location of her kitchen four times. And even though my father got paid for it, he said, that's it. And he started building houses out of speculative basis and did very well. I think that he probably had no idea he would do so well.
Were you the firstborn then?
Yes, I'm the oldest, and then I have a brother who's 2 years and 9 months younger than I am.
Of course, as a child, you probably don't know whether you were being taught any traditional Norwegian ways, but I'm curious.
Unfortunately, they didn't teach me Norwegian. And my mother was a great cook, and she cooked both Norwegian and American, but they both really wanted to raise an American child. In fact, I think they were really proud of my brother because he was a football player, and you know, they got lots of things. And once when I grew up, my mother talked about how hard it was to raise a child in this society after growing up someplace else, because she said you never knew whether you wanted them to not do something because it was really the wrong thing to do, or because you just weren't used to it and it was a different part of your culture. My mother was really beautiful, and they had a very nice life.
I assume, didn't work out of the home.
No, but she didn't.
And what sort of chores, and tell me a little bit of what home life was like, if you had chores or...
I did the dishes every night. My brother didn't, but I did. And I think I made my own bed. I don't recall a lot of home chores, just that we lived, I remember three places we lived. In the third place, my father built a house during the Depression over on Sunset Hill in Ballard for $3,000. Recently, meaning a couple of years ago, I happened to be talking to Dick Mitchell, who's a real estate man in Ballard, and I said, I'd love to know what the last price that house sold for. And he said, give me the address and I'll look it up for you. It sold for $489,000. And it's a little house. You know where the Outlook is on 77th and 34th up in Sunset?
I live there.
Mm-hmm.